another wasted memory, but I like to wait and see.
Oh, we don't have to wait anymore. John Valerio on guitar.
And introducing John Valerio.
Singing one of our favorite songs. It just happens to be called
My Fix It Up Life.
I know, and that's our show.
Yeah.
My Fix It Up Life.
And we're talking to you, with you, at you, from you, for you.
You know, I don't like to talk at people.
I like to.
It kind of makes me uncomfortable.
I like to pronounce and profess. I always wanted a balcony like they have in those big office buildings.
Yeah.
You know, I go out there over the street.
I think that makes people feel uncomfortable.
Friends, Romans.
But we're here inside.
The International Builders Show, Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
But where are we right now?
We are in...
The coolest name ever.
Spax.
Spax.
Spax. Construction screws.
I'm just
structural
saying...
Structural screws. Pro stuff. DIY stuff. I'm a screw geek. Did I ever tell you that? I spend more time thinking about this than I should.
Well, you're kind of a little screwed up, so...
That's a stretch.
I don't know. It's not much of a stretch.
That's
Maybe
a stretch.
That's you went into construction anyway. I think you might need to lay down.
I might need to lay down on my Helix hammock.
Yes. Yes, you may need to lay down on
but
your
we
Helix
we are going
hammock.
To find out about things that Spax makes. We're also going to talk to our friend Anthony Carino. He's on the Home and Garden Television Network.
I don't think they call that anymore.
That's what I call
it. It's HGTV.
I also refer to them as portable document formats.
Yes.
And please send me a portable document format
and
in hypertext markup language.
Well, and I'm also excited because we're not only here in Spax, but we're also going to be talking to Carmen Hotchkiss, which is probably my favorite last name ever from Better Homes and Gardens.
It really is a nice last
It's an awesome name.
Yeah.
I like letters that really make you work at saying them.
And there is also an artist here at Spax who makes art. I can't explain it in words, but he can literally paint a picture in three dimensions using screws driven to different depths at different heights. We're going to let him explain it. We're going to be talking to him. His name is Andrew Myers.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it doesn't inspire you to use more Spax, I don't know what does. I'm just going to keep saying it. Spax.
Getting DIY Spax. Done.
Spax.
Getting your constructionals done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
you know what?
Stuff.
We've got an awesome show here.
We do have
it's
an awesome show.
People are piled up all over the place. I mean, we've been coming to the International Builder Show for longer than I'd like to say because that might reveal how old we are.
1 year.
But... This place is packed this year, and I think
Jam.
It really is such a great thing for our industry, seeing people in a great mood, because there were a few years not so long ago that it was...
There's a few years you could roll a cannonball down one of these aisles and not hit anybody.
But let me tell you, high cheeks. That's how I call smiles. Everyone seems to have high cheeks around here, no low cheeks. So, you know, the goal every day at our house is to end the day in high cheeks.
High cheeks, so... Stay with us. We're going to be back with more fun and festivity. Two F's from the Spax booth at the International Builder Show.
Woo-hoo!
Design Construction Week, Kitchen Bath, Industry Show. We'll
Stay with us.
Don't go anywhere. Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com. Back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
My husband, Mark, and we are on a spectacular date here in Las Vegas, but not doing what most people do in Las Vegas. We're here at the International Builder Show.
Yeah, we're gambling on a good time and taking zero risk.
Guaranteed.
See, I made that up.
It's a guaranteed good time.
I made that
time.
Up right there.
There's so many crazy things that happen at the International Builder Show. I hear Bob the Builder is here.
Which, obviously, he's an expert. You know, we have to bump our next guest, who's Eric. I can't even get his last name right.
Want me to help you?
Yes, would you please?
Yes.
It's Ross Schneider.
Ross Schneider.
Ross Schneider.
Well, I'm sorry, we have to bump you, even though you're like the global president of Spax USA, for a cartoon.
Okay, that's fine.
It's just,
kick me out.
He's an expert. You know, I think we're going to have to get Anthony Carino in here later, HGTV.
You know,
and he's a real
Mark.
Contractor. I'm going to bump him, too.
Mark.
For
no.
a puppet.
He's not
a puppet?
That's no problem.
You right? know, Bob the Builder's all about
no
teamwork. You know, you got to have a little bit of teamwork.
He has a
together.
Screwdriver in his tool pouch of characters. Is that right?
No, that's Handy Manny.
I can't keep up the facade, Eric. Eric, you've been kind enough to invite us into your booth here.
Thank you.
The SPACs booth.
Your home
at the
Builder
Show.
Yes.
To tell us sort of the SPAC story.
Okay.
I've known about you guys since this booth was about the size of that bowl over there.
That is right.
From way back when, and there was a multi-material construction screw.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to use it. I always saw you here. I think it was that very one. But you've grown. I mean, the story is you can get SPACs all over the place now.
Yes, that's right. I mean, we go way back. When you look at the European market, it's 1823. I think that's a little mind-blowing to the average American normally.
Yeah.
1823, companies really existed then. But in the U.S., we really got serious in the early 90s.
Okay.
And it didn't really work for us in the beginning because we had a pretty German approach to the market, I guess. So we had to Americanize everything a little more. And we started doing that about 10 years ago. Our offering, our product offering, our packaging, our look, kind of did a total revamp not too long ago, 4 years ago. And that's pretty much when we decided shortly after that, after we had redesigned everything, we kind of identified this is SPACs, how it should look like in the U.S. market. Then we decided, okay, we're going to go to the IBS now again, because that's where a lot of people are who need our product, who want our product, and we see a good fit here. So, and you're right. We've been growing from then, from a little fishbowl to this. We'll see where it goes.
We just used, what did we use when we were building that playset recently?
We built a cedar playset this summer, and we used a SPACs construction screw with a
mm-hmm.
bolt head, and we got that specifically to do, you know, you've seen them on climbing walls and gyms and those
yep.
those sorts of things. We used those. So they were perfect because they had the bolt head and they had the washer sort of integrated. Not
yep.
sort of integrated.
It is integrated.
It is integrated.
Yep.
I say sort of to mean that's exactly what it means. Just I use unspecific language.
And I can tell you how excited he was about that, too.
Totally
like,
it's the little things that get you excited sometimes.
He is so picky about, you know, what fasteners to use. He is so picky. He's so picky about tools. And so I know whenever he chooses something, it's got to be the best.
Well, when you drive screws at the volume that we do, 5, 10, 15, 25, 35, 50 pounds, if it doesn't work, and by the way, we built a pergola
mm-hmm.
on for that same series of videos that we did.
Okay.
I got screws from a lumber yard where I got the lumber from. Lumber was fine. They were a disaster. They fell over. They tipped over. They wouldn't cut. They stripped and cammed out. I was livid because it's not like it was two of them. It was 2,500.
That's probably our biggest selling point when it comes to that. I mean, we make the contractor's life easier. I think we do. With our features and technology we have on our products, it's just, you don't get that. Yeah, you get livid and frustrated at the job site. Nothing is coming out. The job just gets done. It might be a little more expensive than your regular normal drywall screw, which we see a lot
disaster.
Out there. A lot
disaster.
Of people still use drywall screws
yes.
in wood applications. That's not a good drywall. That's not a good wood screw. Just use something that really fits the bill. Use a SPACs. I mean,
now, does SPACs
okay, so
mean something?
That was my question.
That's
what
my question.
Mean?
Honey. We're the
what?
Same.
Is it an acronym? Does it mean something? What is
yes, it does.
Name?
It does. it's even more difficult than my last name,
oh,
the
good.
Whole word that it stems from. SPACs, basically the first three letters, are the first three letters of the word Spanplattenschraube,
mm-hmm.
which is the particle board screw.
Okay.
And then the inventor of SPACs, Robert Dicker, he just took basically the top view, a bird view of a cross recess
uh-huh.
and said, okay, I'm going to attach that to those first three letters. So you got SPA and then X, SPACs.
Can you say that word again?
I'm trying. Spanplattenschraube.
That's okay. We have
wow.
a friend. We have a friend who's German, so I know what you're
wow.
saying.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to have to like play that back. I'm going to learn it.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, totally.
So it's a very technical name, but it sounds good. I guess
it's short and catchy.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
it. Keep it short and simple.
Exactly. So making projects simpler, making them easier,
mm-hmm.
and making all kinds of different products
well,
here.
You
yes.
know, the thing is it takes away all that frustration because it is the little things, you know, and something splits. It's, you know, you're unhappy. You use the wrong thing. And anything that little really adds up for a course of a project, and it's a huge thing overall. So, you know, picking the right fastener, smart.
So,
go to Spax.USA right now, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Made here, a lot of it's made here.
Yes.
So it's an American story, as we say.
When I said we got serious, we didn't only get serious about packaging all that, but we decided to manufacture our products here. So everything is made here for the U.S. market now. And the other manufacturing facility is in Germany, which services Europe. So.
Yay! Well, thank you.
Thank you
for changing my
Eric,
husband's life
for joining
and changing
us.
Mine.
We're going to be using these on more projects.
And
more
I love
often.
The name!
I have more questions. We're going to have one of you guys on later. I hope
yes.
you have time for us.
Sure.
One of you guys here from the SPAX booth.
Thanks for coming in.
Excellent.
And having
thank
us.
You.
We'll
stay
back
with us. We'll be right back with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life. I wish it was so. John Valerio, nice work.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Yeah,
nice
yeah.
We're back. We're back here in the SPAX booth.
Yes,
and
we are
joined by tool and product
Whoa.
Nut, real dealer, Anthony Carino.
What's up, guys?
You may have seen him on the Home and Garden Television Network.
Or you may have seen him sharing some grooming tips on the internet
that's,
lately,
that's
too.
That's also true. Yeah, I do. I hang out on HGTV a lot. Been hanging with AOL a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
Man.
Talk about that. What is that all about? Because
yes.
I refuse to watch you any more than, than I have to right now.
You know, we approached AOL with this idea of just this kind of like fun. It's a guy's show, tips on, you know, how to be a dude. So called Manuscript. There's grooming, there's workouts, there's how to change a tire, how to jump a car, you know, all these like kind of fun little 2 to 3 minute videos that are just fun and informational at the same time.
Do you have any how to steal a car?
I've cleaned my life up, Mark. I am trying to go the straight and narrow. You know,
How to Rob a Bank by Anthony Carino.
That's season two.
Right? I'm going to distance myself from
oh my
this
God.
Direction. Are you doing anything like motorcycle stuff? Because I know that you're, fairly interested in the motorcycle.
Yes. It is a passion and a half. Being that it's January and being that I live in New Jersey, I am in the withdrawal phase right now. It hurts a lot. I need to get back on two wheels. I don't know. It's probably a little too early to say whether it's going to be a show or not. I'm working on some things. I am so passionate about bikes. And if I can make it a show on TV, not just on the internet, I would be really stoked to do that.
Like
so,
a travel?
Yeah, kind of like a travel log, adventures with me kind of thing. And I'm working on it. That's the truth. There's no more information about it right now, but... there are some really cool possibilities. We're cutting together some cool clips and whatnot, and we're gonna see what we can make out of it.
Now, you've talked about your bikes on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
On My Fix It Up Life before.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're in enduro types of motorcycles.
Correct.
So road, but off-road as well.
Yeah, so I have three now. I've got my BMW R1200 GS. I've got my Suzuki V-Strom 1000. And then I've got an older Triumph Scrambler, which I've kind of started to like cafe out. Make
yeah.
it more like retro 50s kind of
yeah.
kind of look to it.
The
so
the last two being more dedicated road bikes, right?
No, all three are enduro. I
didn't know that.
Yeah, I truly love that dual sport. For me, I at this point in my life, I don't have a ton of time to ride. So when I do, I like to have that Swiss Army knife. So if I find a dirt trail, I can get on it. If I got to climb into and out of a pothole in New York City, I can do it.
Nice.
You know, so
nice.
It's I call them my Swiss Army knife. Oh,
I see
what's going on here.
See.
Mark is loosening you up to be allowed to buy a bike.
I
is that where
have
we're,
one.
You know what?
What'd
you
get?
The last time
you
we talked to you.
You can't make this up.
The last time we talked to you on our show, You were talking about your bike.
Yes.
And how much you love it.
Yes.
Well, Mark has had a motorcycle license forever, and he hasn't had a motorcycle in, like, what, a dozen years?
Yeah.
Fantastic, brother.
Kawasaki.
We said goodbye to you that night. Yep. My girlfriend said, my husband is selling one of his bikes.
Incredible.
And Mark had just emailed me, like, this is the bike I would get. And it was,
it was the bike.
It looked the same. It was green.
Amazing.
So it looked like a green motorcycle to me. I don't know
anything
about motorcycles.
Okay, that's fair. Hey, that's fair.
And so he bought it.
Amazing.
Literally within, like, 48 hours of talking to you, he got a bike.
Amazing.
You're inspiring and changing lives.
I am what they call an instigator when it comes to motorcycles. And for anybody listening who is interested in bikes and is a little unsure, Motorcycle Safety Foundation, it is the safest and smartest thing to do if you want to get into motorcycling. All joking aside, like, it's a weekend course. It's a couple $100. They give you the helmet. They give you the motorcycle, and you walk away with your motorcycle license, and you have a whole lot of real practical street knowledge and skills.
I appreciate that because there's too much meathead.
You've got to be responsible. You have one life. It is two wheels. You do not have a steel cage around you.
Yes.
But done responsibly, wearing the gear, it's a risk that you decide to whether you're comfortable taking or not. Me, I could not live my life without two wheels. It's my reset button. Every time I'm at the edge of stress or big projects or whatever, I get on a bike, whether I rent one in warm weather when it's cold at home or it's a nice spring or summer day, it's the perfect fix for your
I drive mine with a shark cage around it.
I want to support you fellows with the motorcycle, because what I learned after he got it is that you need me to go to the bank? I'll go. You need me to go pick something up at the drugstore?
I'll go.
We need bread?
It's the ultimate errand machine.
Yes.
You got a little case on the back, right? A little top case on the back?
Yes.
Beautiful.
And he's got a little backpack that he wears,
Stand at the back door with my key, just waiting.
Well, there you go, ladies. You've just found the way to have husbands do chores all.
Punch a hole in the milk, you know, a little pinhole. Oh, we're out of milk again.
I love you.
I gotta go.
You are fantastic.
I gotta go.
Oh,
it really
great.
Is.
But so you are also traveling, not on your motorcycle, but all over the place.
Correct.
For, like, 10,000 projects.
Yeah,
right
so,
now.
I mean, we're here at K-Biz in Vegas. I left my house yesterday. The next time I will sleep in my bed will be February 15th. we're going out to San Diego to hang with the guys at Lowe's. We're going to Orlando to hang with the guys at Sherwin-Williams. This is the real bad part of my job. Unfortunately, I have to go to Phoenix to the Super Bowl and host a bunch of concerts before on the week leading up.
Right.
You've got to do what you got to do.
I mean, it's tough. They
really?
Asked, so I said, yeah, of course, I'll do it.
Right.
Fine. And then the best part of the trip.
You're playing a game, too.
Yeah, right. we are going,
though. Oh, my God.
It's my first Super Bowl, so I'm really excited about that. And then we round the trip out shooting two episodes of our new show, America's Most Desperate Kitchens, up in Sacramento. So really, John and I are so, so pumped about this show.
Wow.
We shot the first episode 2 months ago, getting the format locked down with the network and everything.
Right.
It feels great. It's super, super fun. Back to a half-hour format. And it's going to be live on HGTV sometime late spring, early summer. That's the info I got
right now.
Super, super pumped.
I'm just thinking back the first time we talked to you guys.
In our office, right?
No, the first we talked to.
Was it the office?
No, we talked to
them. No, that was
them,
the second one, wasn't it?
You know, as a phoner on our radio show.
Or did we meet
you
at K-Biz?
No.
That was the third time.
You guys aren't listening to me.
Okay,
sorry.
I
got to write this down.
I'm like the woman, the teacher on, was it Charlie Brown?
We're children. You can't put us together. We're children.
No, we did a phone call interview with you guys right before Kitchen Cousins aired. Like, it was like right when you guys were starting.
4 years ago.
Yes.
My God.
And, like, thinking back at all the
remember.
Stuff that you guys
have no
done
idea.
Since
I,
then.
I don't think I was there.
Like, you were
yeah.
just, like, finishing, like, renovating your apartment and the building.
Wow.
Yeah. It was
That's
so
crazy.
Long ago.
I think you're exactly right, Mark. Like, I don't remember that. Not because I don't love you guys, because the crazy train took off so fast. It's like 4 years went by. Wait, what?
Yeah.
And I listen to that interview every night.
Email it to me.
We do, actually. That's how we put our son to bed. You know, we play that. It's the most boring one.
Wait
that's
a minute.
Why he goes,
I put your son to sleep? That sounds like great radio.
Yeah.
Jeez, now who's crying?
Yeah.
Now,
you got to explain something to me that I saw either on Twitter or Facebook. I don't remember which one. something about selling your washer.
My.
Your washing machine.
Oh, you found a new washer.
Oh, my God. Do you know about Wash Dry Fold?
What's that?
It's like amazing. You go to a laundromat and you give them your clothes, and when you come back, they're clean and they're dry and they're folded. So all you have to do is put them on the shelf. It's
so
incredible.
Why do they call it that?
Because they wash it.
Dry.
Fold.
Oh, my God.
When, at what point during that did you want to punch me in the face? It's okay. It's okay.
The thing about it is it's economical. I think it's probably, when you think about the time it takes you to wash clothes, fold them, deal with all that,
yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a revelation.
If they could put them away,
would you just, somebody
get
the key to my house?
That would be a little creepy.
I don't care. We got a family.
I tell you what, I came home.
I would mainline that. Are you kidding me?
I came home, I put them on the shelf, and I was like, I'm done. I did my laundry's done. It went 24 hours. Everything was done. I went back and picked it all up.
Are they folded like at the store when you buy them?
It is like crisp, and everything is like, I'm a lot OCD, and like they're all folded so they're like a straight line. So when you put them on the shelf, it's like every color, and you can see, and they color. And then you rearrange them to get the colors. Do you do that? My shirts are
I
all
do
like
that.
I'm not like that, but I appreciate that.
Yep.
His all are like black, so it doesn't really matter. He's like a one note for the colors.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
So you can move them all around.
With the serial killer, the and you open up his thing. It's just.
It's the same thing.
That's all it is. Pinstripe suit to the white
that's
shirt.
Right.
I was watching you look through the bowl of fasteners.
Facts is fun toys
the
here.
The fasteners, yeah.
They're,
do you have a favorite fastener?
I
are you, like, nerdy about it like Mark is?
No. As long as it's going to hold it together.
Uh-huh.
I do enjoy this because I hate pre-drilling stuff. I mean, the speed with which we work, but, you know, speed is only good if the quality is there. So to have something that you know is going to go in right and you don't have to pre-drill it and it's not going to split the wood and you don't have to recut the trim, that's a nice little option to have.
I mean, if you're into that kind of thing.
If you're, you know, only if you're into.
Personally,
I
recommend.
I'm not into
it.
Fasteners.
No.
So what? He.
You see my
let's
my
get
nail?
This up to camera here for a second. I hope that stays
sweet.
In focus.
Ha 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 ha.
It's what is this? A 3/8 inch. Machine screw.
Brass machine screw, yeah.
That's awesome.
Made into a bracelet.
Made into a bracelet, yeah, man.
Now, did you buy that or make that?
I bought that. Giles,
like
and, Giles and Brothers? Giles and Brother or
oh,
something?
Cool.
Like, really cool.
Yeah.
Economical, too. They're not super expensive. Not
that's
like Cartier
awesome.
Stuff, you know what I mean?
That's what I wear.
I mean, you
can tell. I mean, this is a Casio I like to dress down. You know what I'm saying? Casio.com. My choice in menswear.
High quality.
I drive a race car in
yes,
the weekend.
Yes, he does. Yes,
oh,
you
my
know.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I couldn't park a race car, by the way. They go too fast. Do you ever do one of those stock car?
I've not.
The Richard Petty thing?
I didn't do that, but what I did, last year my dad turned 65. Mm-hmm. And for a surprise, I mean, he's a motorhead like me. I took him to Porsche Performance Driving School in Alabama. So it's Skip Barber Raceway. Track is closed down for the school. There's like 30 guys. They break you down into groups of like 5 or 6.
Real racetrack.
Oh, you've got these Porsches up over 100 miles an hour. And when I tell you, like, the most fun, like, junky adrenaline rush, incredible. Like, the coolest thing was every Porsche is dead stock. The only thing they change is the tires. The brakes are stock, the suspension, the transmissions. And a lot of these schools, they've got to soup these cars up because of the paces you put them through. The Porsches. It's unbelievable, man.
I'm getting scared.
Rip it.
It's so much fun. They have. They have.
The reason why I'm getting scared is because we have a 6-year-old boy, and like I know this is the kind of stuff that he thinks is cool, and I want to throw up now.
They have they have the ladies' weekends. You should go and do it.
Ladies' weekend.
Yeah.
Do they have hot racing suits that you go in?
No. You have. You just wear your own clothes. They just give you helmets.
Oh,
but
all
no,
right,
for the
all
ladies,
right.
You know, we all have cat suits. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Well, that requires.
Oh, like Catwoman.
You know, we can be having a conversation. You guys take a right on wheels so quickly. It's amazing. It's like, hey, there's this cool racing school. Do we wear cat suits?
Well,
I don't know
important.
How we get there.
You know, like what you're going to wear is important. I want to dress for the occasion.
A cat suit in a race car is
aerodynamic, right?
It is aerodynamic.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Wear jeans?
Amazing.
That's stupid.
Amazing.
No, you can't have that.
No, you can't have that
no,
at all.
You got to show up in an outfit and do a stance. Okay.
You got to have the attitude.
Sorry. The Haas magazine
Yes.
Now we're on a, speaking of cat suits.
Yes,
right?
Oh my God, that was cat suit-esque.
Super, tell us about it. Haas Magazine.
We've got like 20 seconds.
In 20 seconds, tell us that 2 hour story.
It was a bunch of really cool people from HGTV, DIY, and Skip and Allison from Spike. And we got together and basically did a Superheroes of Renovations photo shoot. And it was probably the coolest weekend of just hanging out with all your buddies in a non-work setting that you could possibly have.
Most amazing photos.
Did
if you don't
it?
Know about
seconds?
That, you totally have
it.
To go and check it out, Haas.
He made it. Check him out on HGTV, Anthony Carino, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Hey, you can watch him shave online. Shirtless.
AOL.
Oh, my God.
True.
Always a pleasure
true
to
see story.
You guys. It is a true story.
And he will pop a wheelie in your front yard. We'll be back with more from the SPAC booth at the International Builders Show right after this. Don't go anywhere. It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by seeing red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
Welcome back.
We
Potter.
Don't need John Valerio to sing because
you know,
I'm here.
Why don't we? We should watch that show. I'm sure it's on like
what?
TV Land or something.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Whatever happened to that?
Mr. Cotter.
Yeah, my favorite was what was the guy who was like, ooh.
Horshack?
Yeah.
Arnold
maybe?
Horshack.
Yes.
Ooh. Wow, I didn't even know I knew that.
Carmen Hotchkiss, Better
Homes
and Gardens.
Your knowledge is yes.
Expert.
She's an expert at everything
expert.
That goes on here puts at the Design Construction Week because she puts out 150,000 publications a year.
Thousand, yeah.
That's like a million.
Almost. It feels like it.
That's like a million.
So when aren't you looking at things like building products and design? Like, when aren't you?
When I'm asleep.
Do you, like, dream about it, too?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh, I need to find
I need it, right. Oh, if only there was a...
You're grimacing like, I love this. Also, I may be crazy.
That is
and it's
such
like
a good interpretation of the look on my face.
Yeah.
Right. I love my job, but I think I must be crazy to love it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of feeling like you might be besties with Lauren Hunter. Do you know her from Hanleywood? She's like her last name is Hunter, and she hunts building products at Hanleywood.
That's why she has that
that's
last
like
name.
Like, the
perfect.
Two of you,
I mean,
like,
perfect.
Out, you know, at Design Construction
I've been to their
week,
offices. I
you'd be, like, totally, like... Oh, she works from home in Columbus. Mm. Yeah.
She's great, though. She's great.
I'm just getting that mojo. I think we should, you know...
Do a
they
little
would
matchmaking.
Be,
there's nowhere to
they
go
would,
from
like, there. Be, like,
you
the
know,
fiercest.
Last time we went from race cars to cat suits, now you've just backed us into a cat suitless corner.
No cat suits right now. It's all about building products and awesome design and
now,
stuff.
The show has only been open for a little while, so you have come, like, immediately, practically right here.
Yes, absolutely.
Have you, though, and I will ask you this knowing the answer is probably nothing, but have you... Because you can't not walk by 50,000 things on the way here, and I'm sure you've made appointments, and you know, people are all over you to get to see their stuff. Have you seen stuff for DIY and design yet that's worth talking about?
Yep, seen a couple things. So we are giving out our awards at this show for 30 most innovative kitchen and bath products.
I accept. Thank you very much. On behalf of the Academy, my coaches...
Can you mute him, please? Thank you.
It's a big moment.
There's been a change with the show, and it'll just be Teresa.
The script was amazing. And anyway, with the writers.
Mark, there's something over there you should look at.
Oh, look, something shiny.
So the most innovative product.
So far today, I've gotten to visit two of those booths.
Yes.
And one of them is a Kohler product that you can retrofit your toilet. So you can just wave your hand over the back of it, and it flushes. It works on just about any toilet.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just thinking about, you know, potty training.
Yeah.
And, like, you could...
How fun that would be.
Yeah, but for a kid, they could, like, clap. Like, yeah, I did it! And then it would flush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's...
What
it
a good motivator.
The, like, the moisture from your hand. So it's not, like, another kind of motion-sensitive thing. just like the moisture from your hand.
Oh, it's
and you
electromagnetical.
Wave it, you like wave it over this like just little spot on the back of the toilet.
I'm still recovering from the potty training thing.
I have a question.
I just have to.
So, you know, is it a dual flush thing? So I feel like you're really nervous. Does it like flush?
Ooh, good question.
You know what I mean?
I should have asked that question.
You know?
People
at Kohler
make
cool
stuff. I did ask. I said, now, if your hands are a little dry, you know, like, do you have to wave it a whole lot?
Yeah.
And they said, no, you should
be
okay.
You're dehydrated.
Yeah, right.
You should hydrate. That's very important.
Yeah, especially here in the desert.
You know, like,
I've had like a gallon of water today. I can't.
It is going to be just your show for a minute while he takes a break.
Yeah, he does need to take a break. Yeah. It's just reminding me about, you know, and I should probably not say this, but Jane Fonda and all those 20-minute workout videos that she used to do long time ago in those really hot outfits, she never drank any water at all. And I can't even imagine doing that. She probably wouldn't be able to do this. There'd be no moisture coming out.
Right.
That was used to be the thing. No water.
No water.
Jane Fonda, Arnold Horshack, Washington was one of them.
Wow, this is like throwback.
John Travolta. That's where he got his start. That guy's famous.
Okay, so we're just like gonna go back to 1980
now. No, we gotta stay.
So here's another cool thing
innovative.
I saw today. It's a bathroom ceiling fan that really just looks like a recessed light.
Ooh.
So there's no, like, you know, grill thing that gets all dusty and blah, blah. It's like, it just looks like, it looks like a little recessed can light, but it's a fan.
Girl, I'm telling you, that whole grill thing that gets the dust up in it and people don't clean it totally upsets me. It really upsets me. Does it upset you?
Yeah, I just... 2 days ago, stood in the shower like with a toothbrush and
get it all out.
Get
and
it all out of there.
You.
Falls on you.
Yeah.
Down the tube. Yeah. You wouldn't have to worry about that.
Okay, so what's your position on?
I'm
pro.
We're gonna do a position paper.
No, bathroom fans, because some people don't like them to be noisy, but a lot of people I know think that the noise is what's the benefit because
like,
it's a privacy factor.
It's
the excuse me fan.
Right.
Yeah.
Pro-noise
or anti-noise?
I'm kind of anti-noise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another cool new product that is like a little moisture sensor on the wall with the switch for your fan.
So
and it just turns off automatically when it's done, like, demoisturizing your room.
Wow.
So you don't have to. Now, that would maybe be bad if you wanted to, like, be able to control it being on for the privacy factor. But if you're really just about, like, I just want to get the steam out of here.
I'm going to leave. I don't want my kids to leave it on after the shower.
After the shower. Or you don't like the noise. And,
right.
You know, like, well, it'll just turn off whenever it's taken out as much moisture as it should.
Does it turn on? For the same reason?
I think so. I think it's, you don't have to turn it on automatically.
Because
it just
senses
knows
the moisture and then it goes.
Yeah.
That whole moisture thing is such a, like, conundrum for, I think, a lot of people because, you know, sealing houses and making them more efficient, then you need moisture, but there's no moisture. Should the bathroom fan on, you're going to get mold. Like, walking that line.
Right.
As
this
a homeowner.
Figures
like,
it out for you.
Yeah. That is very difficult to be able to figure out. So that is something people won't be looking for, but will love.
Hate.
Yeah.
That's what I think a lot of my favorite innovative things that we're giving awards to are really just about, like, really smart solutions, like problem solving.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of cool techie kind of stuff, you know, like your range that has a tablet on the front of it and internet connected. Like, that's all cool. But give me a good solution that, why has nobody thought of this before? You know,
I love that shit. It's funny,
stuff.
Anthony, we saw him before we were coming up here to the SPAX booth where we are. And he had a bag with him. He pulls out a card that he got from a booth. He just shows it to me. And it's this thing that you use to hook up your dryer a certain way. And anybody who's hooked up a dryer knows it's ridiculously difficult.
It's like, you know, this far from the wall.
He shows it to me. We both start laughing. This is to your point. Because we all know there's this. There are solutions that don't have problems associated with them.
Right.
But anyway, that's that story. But it leads me to this question. Which
no, the solution was that there's a cavity that you put between the studs to put.
Oh.
Yes. so that you can move your
you
dryer all the way up to the wall.
Push the dryer back to it.
Which is one of those things where we all look at each other, you know, and go, like,
why didn't somebody think of that a long time ago?
Yeah, so, that's obvious.
So,
he's genius, whoever created that.
Yeah, yeah, he was freaking out. He's like, and he says to the guy was like, well, can I get your name? No, don't talk to me. I'm actually having a poetic moment right now.
You've changed my life.
Don't talk to me. I'm walking away.
Now, do you do that when you see something that's like,
yeah, right. Like, why? How did somebody not solve this before? But it's so simple, but so brilliant.
So are you more of a tech person? Like, do you like the tech stuff? Or do you, and I'm not saying you don't have to not like it.
Yeah, right.
You gravitate
now,
naturally towards it.
I would say my husband is the gadget god in our household.
Okay.
Like, he's the one who's finding out that cool thing, like, hey, I could plug my office space heater into this thing that I can control from my iPhone. Like,
right.
That's his world.
I want to control my stove from my iPhone through my tablet while standing in front of my stove.
Here's something I thought of.
A little gratuitous.
I
want to share an idea I had on the plane coming to Vegas.
In a plexiglass box so I don't get any grease on me from the bacon.
So, you know, I don't like, you know, bad things happening and everything and connectivity and being able to control everything from very far away. I was thinking it would be really cool if you could, like, just turn your garbage disposal on from your phone if you had one of those cams to see if somebody was, like, trying to get into your house and just go, and then the person would probably be freaked out and the dog or whoever would be like, ah!
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong with that?
What could possibly go wrong with that? That's probably...
As long as it turns the water on, too, because aren't you supposed to have the water on when you run your garage?
You're going to have to tell someone about that.
You have to have the water on and flush it down there, right?
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
We'll keep working. We want to be on the innovative list, so we'll keep working on our ideas.
We're pretty cutting edge. A lot of people come up to me and they say, you're pretty cutting edge, aren't you? And I have to say, look...
They can tell because you're wearing a black T-shirt.
Yeah. I try not to show off too much, you know what I mean?
So where are we going to read about these 30 innovative products?
Kitchen and Bath Ideas Magazine, spring issue, on sale March 12.
March 12.
Yep.
So before St. Patty's Day.
Right before.
That's
right
very
before,
smart.
Right before Jack's Road Race at his school.
Very smart.
Yeah. Can you give us an idea, without tipping your hand, of what types of things you're looking at?
At the
she
show?
She already was.
No, at for the award.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
so kitchen stuff, bath stuff, some of it's decorative. We've got some tile on the list that's just really beautifully innovative in a design sense. Some things that are techie, some things that are, like I said, just like great solutions. There's a really cool new track for your shower door that's rubber. So, like, if you're giving your kid a bath, you're not, like, cutting your forearms while you sit there.
I hate those metal tracks.
Or you trip on your way out of the tub.
I apologize to anyone who's in within hearing distance or is listening to this.
Those tracks are
but I hate
mold,
those.
Mold magnets.
They're hard to clean.
Right, down in
you
the
can't
little
get
grid.
In there.
Right,
no.
Yeah. So this rubber one, it's, like, soft. And I mean, we're looking at stuff like that that, you know, it's not glamorous, but it changes people's lives. Really.
Now, do you have a favorite toilet seat? Because we're in the market to get a new one.
That's not a personal question.
Yes, because we have that transitions one from Kohler that has the two seats in one, so there's like a little training potty in the potty, and our, you know.
He doesn't need any
I'm
anymore.
Just curious if there is a favorite grown-up potty that you have. I'll call you about that. I'll email
you. Okay, yeah.
I'm sure you have written about it somewhere.
We had to buy a new toilet about a year and a half ago, and it was more work than I thought it would be.
There's so many options. More choices.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you said, you can do this.
They bolt
the double
wall
flush.
They play
the
music. They open for you, close for you.
Have lights.
Yes.
Heated.
Why do you need lights?
Water
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
And it's hard. Here's the hardest thing. You can't really try any of them.
Until you get it in.
I mean, you can kind of like sit in a showroom fully clothed and try to imagine how comfortable it is, but you can't really try it out.
You
bring a tent with me.
I wonder,
just set it
actually.
Up around. Hold on.
Right.
I think that's like a scene from that movie, She's Having a Baby, where they had a really bad apartment and she had like a little tent. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, that's a real thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
and you'd have to bring some fan noise with you so that, you know, you couldn't hear what
you're
doing.
We'll just have John Valerio play music really loudly, really loud. Like, you know, something really...
There's got to be a perfect song for that. I can't come up with it right now.
I don't know.
John has no idea what the perfect
45,000 songs.
Potty song is.
So, yeah, water.
Something with a lot of, like,
bridge
tinkling
over
noises.
Bridge troubled water.
I'm sorry, but I'm...
Now I lay me down.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, kitchen, bath, and bedroom. I got it all, and I'll have a snack. I think we got to go.
No, I don't think we... Well, do we?
Do we?
I don't think so.
I thought we did.
No.
All right.
No, we don't have to go, because I want to know more about the products. She's got lots of them, and I don't get to walk around the trade show, because, you know.
Do you have a favorite product of the year that you've seen so far, or of last year that you're at liberty to share?
Yeah, you know, there's some new cork flooring that uses, like, digital print technology that it can look like tile.
Cork?
It can cork.
Cork?
Cork
that you can print on, and it looks like tile?
Looks like tile, looks like wood, looks like, I mean, all kinds of beautiful, beautiful finishes.
But it's still
but
cork.
But it's still cork.
It's still soft. Is it 12 by 12 the tile, or is it, do you know?
I can't remember. It may be some, yeah, it may be sheet, it may be plank.
Oh, could you take a big, yeah, right, you would take a larger image
right
on there.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So Carmen Hotchkiss, I love your last name, by the way. It's one of my favorite last names in the world, actually. So.
Thank you for joining us at the SPACs booth.
No, I want to ask really quickly.
In the nanosecond we have left.
I might not have enough time to read 150 publications this year, so I'm wondering, is a lot of this stuff online at Better Home Cigars?
BHG.com.
Okay.
Lots
so if
of,
I go
lots
there.
Lots of good stuff, yep.
Okay. And are you bylined there so I can search for you?
I am not.
That's wrong.
That is illegal.
That's wrong.
I do it all for the betterment of the better brand.
Okay.
Actually,
well go to BHG.
That was perfect.
Go to BHG.
I do this for, I got to go.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Carmen. It's awesome.
We got to go. Stay
BHG.
With us.
BHG. We'll be back from the SPACs booth at the International Builder Show.
Right.
Stay with us.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
About SPACs screws inside my Fix It Up Life at the SPACs booth.
Yes,
at
the International Builder Show in Vegas.
Yeah, we're on. It's happening. And this place is mobbed.
Yes,
mobbed.
It's quite crowded. It's a lovely day. I've already seen a few gentlemen walking by with some beers.
Yeah, totally. It's Vegas, whatever.
Yeah.
Webs.
You know, it's a little bit disorienting when you actually get to the International Builder Show every year and you walk on, and it's, you know, it's huge, there's lots of people, it's busy, and then you see people walking around with beers. By, like, the second day, it's what you expect. Like, your perspective of what your...
The
what
traffic.
What normal is completely changes. And
yeah.
You go home, like, why isn't everybody doing all this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Phil... From SPACs. I got to know what you got in your
I brought
hands.
Some props.
I like it. It's a simple machine. Isn't that the inclined plane? Isn't that what
the helix, the inclined plane,
yeah.
Is one of the mechanical principles.
I'm a very big fan of that.
You're a fan of the SPACs also, right?
I am.
Absolutely.
This is
now,
beautiful.
This thing's like a foot and a half long.
It's designed for timber framers and large framing of lumber. So if you're doing any kind of timber framing, you would want something that diameter to attach the two pieces together.
That's beautiful.
It is absolutely like a work of art. And I'm not even joking. I think it's actually gorgeous.
It's a work of art.
And, you know, your bowl, your bowl of fasteners, you know, you have an artist in the booth that's making art, but I want to, like lay them out this way so you can see how beautiful... You know, the entire pieces are.
You can do that.
Yeah. I can play in there later. I can take all them.
Sure, you can take them all out, spread them out.
I'm going to make an art project.
I'm going to throw them over to the other booths and wonder why people, what is that?
But seriously.
It's a little mischievous.
It's you know, the achievement of something like this, it seems so simple, has changed the world in so many different ways.
Vitold Rybczynski, One Good Turn, good book.
We're building geeks.
Crew. We are dweebs.
Yeah.
Building geeks.
We're building geeks.
Yeah,
building
we
geeks.
Geek out on tools and construction.
Yeah.
We totally geek out.
So you do like the way these are designed. And I don't know if you've ever noticed that there's actually serrations on the tip of that screw.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're built like a bread knife. And
they
what that does is cuts the wood fiber instead of displacing it, so it reduces the driving torque needed to install them.
Now,
it's a part that, like these smaller ones that I have here, they're designed to replace the conventional lag screw that, Mark, you're familiar with.
Oh, God, yes.
We were talking about that earlier.
That thing's a dinosaur.
This is a tough one to get in.
There was at no point was that ever a good idea other than there was nothing else to use.
Yes.
They're brutal.
Right, right.
They're brutal.
It was designed in the early 1900s, and primarily you're supposed to pre-drill that before you install it.
You can't. Otherwise, it's not going in.
Or it'll break if you're not careful with it. You also have to buy the washer separately.
Mm-hmm.
So when you've got that style there, you've got one with the washer head already built on it.
And you got to make sure these things don't fall off when you're up high, and then
Correct.
You have to go and get them.
But the other misnomer I wanted to talk about was a lot of people think that this screw, the SPAX, is very expensive, when actually it's not. Compared to the conventional lag, a lot of times you can buy them for almost the same price depending upon which retailer you go to. So they are less expensive.
Then if you measure the value of your time.
Correct.
And the extra tool
really?
You don't need
yep.
to use.
They're less expensive?
A lot of times they can be.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
I mean, it is incredible.
That is fantastic. These go in fast. So this one would be like for fastening a deck ledger board
Correct.
To a house.
Right.
But look at how beautiful that is.
And
so
you could build
like
a pergola with them. Anytime you're doing 4x material to 4x
right.
or conventional lumber to 4x,
yeah.
you can use those kind of lags. It eliminates the washer, and you can drive them in literally with a battery drill.
And it looks prettier on a project
sure.
too. Like
yep.
the
we did a pergola.
The visual
one.
Is
yeah.
just. I
did
mean,
you end up
no
having
comparison.
To paint? Did you use regular?
The end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we did a pergola. I wanted to countersink the head, so did the whole thing, and it looks it looks bad.
So you actually pre-drilled another hole to set the washer and head below the surface so it wasn't sitting proud.
Right, right. Counterboard. Then I
Which is
painted
a lot
the heads
of, work.
Of the screws and I drove them in and ripped off a significant portion of the paint driving
right.
them in.
Right.
So these, you can just lock that kind of joint together.
Yeah, and you can actually cover them. Since they don't sit proud, if you trim back over them, you don't have to worry about countersinking. You can actually countersink those enough that you can put trim pieces over the top
Beautiful.
And never see a single fastener.
That's I have awesome. A couple of questions.
Go ahead.
When can we build a log cabin?
One.
We make them for those, too.
Why is there these
you
little
see
ridges
those little
right
marks?
There? What is that for? Because it stops here.
Yeah, that's a process during manufacturing. Those are called grip marks.
Okay.
These products are all cold formed, meaning they're hit so hard that they're formed. So they actually go in a machine and get hit. So to hang on to it, there's a tool that holds this thing right here, and there's extra metal sticking out because
okay.
it's actually pulled and then cut off, and it'll strike it, and it'll blow it right here and smash
okay.
it into shape.
Yeah. Yeah,
what has to
I
be held,
it.
And that's a grip mark. It's
okay.
a unit that,
that held it to make the head.
That.
Yep.
And how do you know that this is the optimal amount of
threads?
Yeah. How do you know that?
Part of it is through ICCES because a lot of times they like to stay around 2 inches. And sometimes if you go more than a couple of inches, you really don't get higher pullout values or anything like that. You're more kind of damaging the wood fibers, so it doesn't increase it that much. So most of the time what they're looking for is for the thread to engage in the substrate.
Sure.
Like two pieces of 2x4, you want to go to the inch and a half piece.
Yeah.
It's going to be the substrate.
Because this and this are doing the holding.
Right, that's
this,
the work right there.
All that would do is increase surface area,
right.
make it harder to drive it in.
Now, do you have all of this on the SPACS.us website?
Yes, we do.
All of the stuff that we're talking about right now?
I mean, it's pretty extensive. If you look at our ICC report, we have one of the largest ones in the market. It's probably 28 pages.
I read ICC reports before I go to bed every night.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're interesting reading, aren't
they? I don't watch TV or anything.
Really? Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
You know, curl up with a nice ICC report. What are they?
Aww. I think you read them in the bubble bath, actually.
Well, I mean,
I know. Have a glass
you?
Of champagne.
Are you
read
me?
A little
I mean,
report.
Come on.
It's good.
Come on.
Love this. I want to make, like, art, like, that's, like, I want to make art.
Spack screws.
Grab that bowl, Mark. Grab that bowl. I don't think
grab
that they
that
will
bowl.
Care on the airplane.
Grab hard. Grab hold. Do your
Yay!
DIY and pro work right. Thank you, Fillmore.
Thank
having
you.
Us.
Yes.
Spack
Thanks
booth.
For having me.
You stay right there. You stay right there. John, play some music. Somebody do something out there that doesn't include going anywhere, because we're coming right back.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
I was made in America. Were you, Mark?
Made in America, 100%.
100%?
100%.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a little Canadian in your background.
Not me.
Yeah? No?
We are here in the SPACS booth, though. Made in America.
We are.
For America, by America.
I swear that bowl of fasteners is like the best party favor bowl ever. And wouldn't it be hilarious if those were actually like treats? Like they were chocolates or something? But they look like all
oh,
of
Oh, yeah,
the,
that'd be funny.
All the fasteners at SPAC.
And if there's someone who could, here's a segue, I'm good at
that.
That
would really work
Andrew.
For Andrew's art, though. Because if they were made out of candy, they probably wouldn't go into
eating,
any material.
Melting and so on.
Yeah.
Yes. But Andrew is here at the SPAC's booth as well.
How's
and
it going, guys?
It's going very well, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it is.
And your art is, and I will not do this, any kind of service that is exemplary of what it is, but you essentially make three-dimensional paintings
mm-hmm.
out of individual screws.
I do.
SPAC screws here at the SPAC booth.
Yes, I do.
How did you even get that idea?
You know, as an artist, I'm always trying to come up with something different. It's pretty hard to be an individual with so many people around and do things that are creative and different. So my goal, you know, for the last decade has been pursuing a different medium. I happened to be in my studio one night and was playing around with screws, and next thing you knew, I was putting 6,000 of them into a plywood board and painting them and creating a portrait out of them.
Now, that sounds so much fun.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but, like, I don't...
She's not paying you short
No,
rent.
It sounds Chris like...
No,
very,
course.
Very artistic.
It sounds like an
I believe,
extremely
yeah.
wonderful way of spending time is, like, creating artwork that nobody else is really doing.
Sure.
I haven't seen this ever before.
Thank you.
So, and the thing I like, too, is I think I read a little bit about you, about how you have to be able to experience it through touch. So do you encourage people to touch the art? Because I know a lot of artists are...
No,
not fans.
No, and in that one case, it was a blind man that came up to my booth.
Really?
Yes. So he couldn't see it, so I encouraged him to touch it. And it was really interesting watching him get a smile on his face immediately once he felt the form. And, you know, I was excited about that because what we're trying to do is it's a sculpture and a painting at the same time. So the fact that he got it just with the form was really, really a cool feeling for me.
Now, is there like a particular base that you like to put fasteners into? Like, is there a wood or something that
sure,
you
use,
love?
Sure, I use 3/4 inch plywood, and I. Yep.
That's
and
easy.
Yep.
Simple.
Anybody can go to the store and get that.
Sure can. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, all the materials you can get at Home Depot, basically.
Okay, so one question, and then we have to go.
We do have
okay.
to go, but we want to get...
You don't have to pre-drill, typically, for SPAC screws.
Not at all.
But you must have to lay out where all these go.
Sure.
Because
sure,
the spacing for you is...
Very important.
Yes.
Yeah. So I obviously have a grid, and I do pre-drill, even though you don't have to with SPAC screws. But the grid kind of puts the screws where they should be.
Yeah.
And next to each other. As far as depth, that's something I work out as the sculpture goes along.
And do you paint it after?
Paint it after.
Wow.
So each one is hand painted with oil paint, after the sculpture's done.
Next challenge, paint them before, jiggle them up in that bowl, put them together.
A big challenge would be actually spelling out the name of the guy, that whatever that word is, the
Spagalabagada. 5 years to spell out the full SPAC's name.
the founder?
That would probably be 6,000 fasteners.
Oh, but we have to go. Thank you for joining
us,
Andrew. Check out his art. He's here at the SPAC's booth.
At Andrew Myers Art on Twitter. And we'll be back. SPAC's booth, just a minute.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
Inside my fix it up live.
You're back at SPACS.
We're in SPACS in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of want to build stuff now instead of do our job that we're supposed
that
to
is
do.
Our job, but
it
I,
is our
I
job.
Am inspired.
But today's
to
our job is to, like, walk around and learn about products and be inspired to take it back to then build, but I'm already inspired. I want all the fasteners and want to do stuff with them.
We're with you on that.
But I'm glad we're in Las Vegas because we are my favorite Las Vegasite. Is that how you say it?
Las Vegan.
Las Vegan.
Las Vegan.
Las Vegan. I am totally like a vegan too.
Yeah,
I
there's here. No, there's no meat here. Do you drink milk?
Do I drink milk? No, I don't.
No.
Hey, vegan. Raquel.
Raquel.
We've met here in Las Vegas many times.
So many times we've seen you here. And you know, you have been walking around the trade show, lots of trade shows. You follow Mike Holmes.
I do.
Yes. And I'm sure he totally
has no idea who I am.
No. I'm sure.
I think we got
a very nice man.
Of you with him.
Yeah.
At one of our events.
Well, I'm excited because I wanted to invite you on our show because you've been such a wonderful supporter of us over the years, and it's nice to see your friendly face and to see that you are creating, you know, a new Mike Holmes fan and a lost vegan.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm really excited, and I hope that we'll be able to talk about, you know, your nursery that you're working
on.
Yeah,
now are you already there with thinking about all the plans and stuff? You two have spoken a little bit,
yeah.
And I didn't even know you were coming on until you sat down. So, you know, just saying, good husband-wife communication here. We're on the same page.
Are you shopping for, like, things while you're walking around and enjoying everyone at the show?
Yeah, I have to find out if it's a boy or a girl, and we find out on the 6th.
Yay.
So then we have to coordinate the colors and stuff like that.
So if it's a boy, all black.
Yeah, there you go.
Moving on.
And if it's a girl, glitter.
Yes.
Yay.
All glitter. All glitter.
I actually
you
know
just
someone.
Turn on a flashlight in the corner of the room, and the whole thing lights up like the night sky.
Well, we don't have very much time to talk. So.
I got all kinds of time for glitter. Are you kidding me?
For serious?
Why not?
Really?
If it comes out of a glitter gun, we can run long.
I'm scared. I'm really super scared.
I'm sure
about
they'll love that here at the SPAC Screws, bro.
Yes, they would. Yeah. Really.
Who
very,
wouldn't?
So much.
Who wouldn't? We are so happy for you, we can't stand it.
Yes,
aww.
We are so
we
happy
hope,
for you.
We hope you're happy for you.
I am very happy.
Yes, we've seen you on Twitter and Facebook.
And I just want to ask
that you're happy.
One question
so it must be true.
One question before we have to go.
Yes.
Being, you know, an attendee at the show, walking around
with
shoes,
the
these shoes you have on look sort of comfortable, but, like, you know, is there a tip that you would give someone coming to a giant trade show like this as an experienced attendee?
Make an itinerary the night before.
That's actually a smart plan. I've never actually given that advice. I'm always focused on, like, shoes and have purse snacks. But
I just walk around and hope
make
I bump
a plan.
Into stuff.
Make a plan when you're going to a trade show. Make a plan when you're doing a DIY project. Make sure you have the right tools.
And fasteners.
Yeah, so go to SPACS.us, because
yes.
We do.
Yeah.
And We gotta go.
We'll be back.
We won't be back. This is the end of the show.
I know. We'll be back another time.
You guys gotta join us. Check us out on Twitter, on Facebook,
YouTube videos. Email us info@myfixituplife.com.
We'd love to hear from you.
Ask us your questions. Tell us what you're doing right.
And join us next time
for more My Fix It Up Life.
If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Break my plans, baby, that's alright. Just a job, everything kind of thing. Swing on by, pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave all the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime.